You're listening to SBS News.
Israel has raided the offices of several Palestinian non-government entities that its defense ministry had previously listed as terrorist organizations. On the list are Al-Damir, the Bassan Center for Research and Development, Al-Haq, the Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, Defense for Children International Palestine, and the Union of Agricultural Work Committees. Israel claims these groups have ties to the militant Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which has carried out deadly attacks against Israelis. But all six organizations deny the accusations. Nine European countries have also rejected Israel's charges against the groups, citing little evidence. Western diplomats visited the outlawed groups after the raids to show their support. The European Union's Sven Kühn von Borgstorff led the delegation visiting the Ramallah office of Al-Haq organization.
We express our solidarity with our partners, which we have been supporting for many, many years, who do a tremendous job in supporting civil society, in providing services to those in need, holding to account all duty bearers.
The United States has expressed concern over the raids, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying they are speaking to the Israeli government.
Our Israeli partners, in turn, have assured us that more information will be forthcoming regarding the basis for their actions. We, of course, have assured them that we will review that information on a timely basis and very carefully as well.
Most of the targeted organizations document alleged human rights violations by both Israel as well as the Palestinian Authority. Rights defenders say the moves against the organizations are part of a decades-long crackdown on political activists in the Palestinian territories. Shawan Jabarin is the director of Al-Haq, which is a veteran, internationally respected Palestinian rights group.
We came to the office. We found that the Israelis, they raided the office and other offices of human rights organizations. They searched our files. They broke in some closed doors here inside. They cut off the cameras inside the office because they don't want, you know, to take any pictures for them here. And they put a warning, you know, a military order outside of the door. We found it on the floor that this organization is closed. It's illegal organization.
Mr. Jabarin says neighbors and strangers who were nearby during Thursday's raid had reopened Al-Haq's office as soon as the Israeli forces left and that staff were inside and resuming their work.
We don't take our legality from the occupying power. Our legality is coming from the nature of our work. We are working in law, and also it comes from our people, you know, and it comes from the victims, the Palestinian victims. This is, you know, our legitimacy. Our legitimacy is coming from that.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shataya has visited the offices of Al-Haq and condemned the raids.
Al-Haq in particular has been solid in the issue of taking Israel to International Criminal Court. The reports that Al-Haq is doing, it has the credibility in the eyes of the international community. And I think Israel is launching this war because they don't want anybody to expose Israeli measures to the international community.
Michael Sfard is a lawyer representing Al-Haq.
The raid this morning on the offices of Palestinian human rights organization is part of a full-blown attack by the Israeli government on organizations and human rights defenders that criticize the occupation and provide ample of evidence to crimes that are committed in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, and in East Jerusalem. This is a worrying occurrence, and the Minister of Defense, Benny Gantz, is behaving like a dictator.
He says the international community must act.
If the international community will not intervene immediately and put pressure on Israel to retract the despicable labeling of these organizations as terror organizations, there is a real threat that Palestinian civil society will be annihilated and Palestinian human rights defenders that are well known in the world and very much respected will not be able to continue their very important work.
A joint statement from Western foreign ministries has condemned the raids, saying there was no evidence that the groups are terrorist organizations. The United Nations Human Rights Office is calling for the terrorist listings of the groups to be revoked. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.